Welcome to the System to Success Show. On this show, we'll cover the best growth advice from top CEOs in North America and beyond. On each episode, your host, Jay Crutchfield, he's a former software engineer turned entrepreneur, created and maintained online marketing, online sales, and fulfillment systems for global brands. He offers non-traditional wisdom about business systems mastery, while his guests share the story of how they built their companies. Jay and his guests talk entrepreneurship, digital marketing, strategy, and business principles. But they also talk about what it means to be human with all the ups and downs, advances, and setbacks. And what he does is he takes is information and strategies that has helped catapult global brands and brings that to the small business owner to give them the advantage. Make sure to subscribe and follow for more of these business system mastery principles.
To the System to Success Show. On today's show, we're going to be talking about the MVF for coaching and consulting companies. And we're going to jump into that and really share what that really means, right? And so in the software industry, we use a term that's known as the minimum viable product, or MVP, right? When getting something out there in the marketplace, cutting off and trimming off all of the excess of things that don't is not necessary for the product to be functional, and really getting in the hands of early adopters to validate the product idea. And really the best way to validate that product idea is getting someone to actually pay for it, right? And so in that, having that minimum viable product, it allows those early adopters to see, and you to see, your company to see, if this is something that the marketplace really wants. And what is that cut off? It cuts off a lot of excess time and a lot of unnecessary time and money, meetings, and those types of things that go into creating a brand new product, right? And so in that same vein, in that same spirit, we're going to look at, okay, what's the quickest way, if you have a consulting company, a coaching company, or if you're looking at launching one, what's the minimum that you actually need to get out into the marketplace to validate your idea, right? And so looking at that, you want to have your MVF. And we're going to talk about that today. And what is the MVF? The MVF is your minimum viable funnel, right? And so sometimes I hear people talking about all these complex things that they have and that they're doing to attract and enroll and register people into their programs. And like, I've seen diagrams where it looks like a spider web. We're looking at how complex the system is for the funnel and a complicated email nurturing sequence to move people into the various stages, right? Into that awareness, interest, desire, and action, right? That's it, right? Ada. All right. And so looking at that minimum viable funnel, what's actually in that? And here at our company, we saw that there's four things that's necessary to have that minimum viable funnel so that you can actually connect with the people that you need to connect with, start making progress, and then you can start to building it out to be that more expanded funnel to really get out there in the marketplace, right? And so the first thing that you want, and the first thing that we use in our minimum viable funnel, is having an appealing profile on one social media platform to reach your potential clients. And so here we look at it. You may be commenting on a post from someone, influencer, or someone that you're wanting to attract attention from. So you may comment on that. And then other readers that are interested in that similar topic, they may say, that's an interesting comment, and actually click on your actual profile to see about who you are. And so on that profile, you want to be appealing to them, meaning you want to have things on your profile, professional imagery. I mean, you want to have content, text that really attracts the people that you want to be attracted to you, right? And so they can come to you that way, or they may come to you through a message that you sent them, right? And check out your profile before they even respond to you. Or they may see you through an advertisement and click on your profile and actually see what your company, what you're about. And so you want to make sure that that profile is appealing to your actual audience. And that's going to really be just to break that down so that you know what's in that appealing side is that you want to speak directly to them. You want to speak directly to their need. And you want to actually offer something that will get them from where they are to where they want to be. And so having that in your wording, speaking to who they are, what problem they're having, allows them to see that you understand them, right? And so when you do that, you're very appealing to them. And so after you appeal to them in that profile, you want to have connected in your profile a simple pre-selling machine to book your meetings and your appointments, right? And so in that machine, once they click off your profile and then click a link in your profile, right? You want to have a page where you have at least a minimum of a video that's walking them through in more detail of where they are, the pain that they're experiencing, and where they want to be, that dream state. I'll say from that problem state to that dream state. You want to have a video there and then leading them into the conversation so that you can customize the game plan for them through the call, through booking that appointment, through booking that time to speak with you, right? And then the next thing you actually want in that, so number three, right, is you actually want, I know this seems pretty obvious, but it's good to actually have these simple things out there because some things aren't necessarily obvious. You actually want to have a cell phone, a Zoom account, or Skype account to actually take these cell phone calls. So we look at doing some of those through Zoom and Skype is because you can actually see the other person, and seeing the other person when they're on the actual call, video call, allows you to really connect with them a little more on that side. And so on just having a cell phone call, of course, we've closed deals that way as well. You have to really zone in and listen. You have to listen on both, but the audio only allows you to really listen to them just on the audio side. And when you're on video, you get to see people's facial expression. You see their body movements, and you get to be able to read their body language on that side, in addition to the audio, which they're saying in their words. And so we definitely like doing the video, and we like doing those phone calls as well, right? And the last thing that you actually need is a way to capture the payment, right? You need a way to collect that payment information. So just getting started, you actually want to have some type of merchant account in there. That can be the PayPal, Stripe, or a different type of merchant account. And also, when you're starting to take those higher ticket payments, you actually want to have that ability to be able to accept that wire transfer, right? Right? Because some fees, you really don't want to be taking a hit on all the way. And so you want to have alternative ways that people can actually pay and invest into themselves in your program, right? All right. And so those four things, you want that appealing profile on at least one social media platform to reach your potential clients. And then you have one direct way for them to connect with you through a pre-selling machine to book those appointments with you. And then you actually want to have a way to communicate with them so that you can understand more about their business, more about their situation and what their goals and what they want to actually accomplish, and using a cell phone, Zoom account, or Skype to take those calls. And then you want a way to get paid. So having that merchant account so you can actually get those payments, and then eventually being able to accept those wire transfers. All right. All right. So hope you enjoyed this episode of the System to Success Show. Make sure to subscribe and follow for more business systems and marketing mastery principles. Look forward to seeing you on the next episode.